For our consideration today is recorded in Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12. Here we read, "The Lord frustrates the counsel of the nations. He restrains the purposes of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the purposes of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his inheritance." Whose purposes and plans will stand? We sometimes forget that when nations and people devise plans and policies that oppose the will of the Lord God, who created the heavens and the earth, they will ultimately fail. It is as the psalmist writes, "The Lord frustrates the counsel of the nations. He restrains the purposes of the people." Thus, the attempts of our own rulers to throw off the Bible and its truths will ultimately fail. When our own people rebel against the God who has revealed himself to us in the Bible, he restrains their purposes and will judge them for their erring ways. On the other hand, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the purposes of his heart to all generations. God's will and his purposes will stand forever. His plans to judge this world will come to pass. No one will escape his judgment, and his plans to grant pardon and forgiveness to all who flee for mercy to Christ Jesus and his cross and place their faith in him will also be fulfilled in all generations. Despite the attempts of people and rulers to silence the preaching of the gospel, it continues to sound forth, and people, by the gracious working of God's Spirit through his word, continue to come to faith in Jesus. They trust in God to forgive all their sins and count them righteous in his eyes for the sake of Jesus' holy life in their stead and his innocent sufferings and death on the cross as an atoning sacrifice for the sins of all. Even though people and nations refuse to believe it, Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead. He will establish an eternal kingdom in which only righteousness dwells. And all who trust in Christ as their Savior will live forever with Christ in this kingdom. But those who reject Christ and continue to oppose him and his word will be cast out and suffer his wrath and punishment forever. They will be cast into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his evil angels. Yes, it is true. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his inheritance. It is indeed a blessing to trust in the Lord and to believe his word, and the nations and peoples who do so will be blessed. God watches over and protects his people in this life, and he grants to them the eternal joys of heaven in the age to come. However, the nations and people who reject him and his word forfeit God's care and blessing and bring upon themselves God's curse and judgment. Sad to say, we now see this happening in our own nation and land. Unless we as a people repent and turn back to the Lord and his word, things will only continue to grow worse. We pray. We thank you, O God, for ruling over all things, frustrating the plans of the wicked, and establishing your purposes. Despite the opposition of this world, you sent your Son to redeem us and win for us salvation through faith in his name. You continue to reach out to the world with your word and call your chosen ones to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus and his cross. Grant that we turn from our erring ways to you in faith and partake of your mercy and your everlasting blessings for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Be acceptable in your
Scripture is quoted from the Holy Bible, Modern English Version, copyright 2014 by Military Bible Association, published and distributed by Charisma House.